Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers. Hey, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. This is a special Halloween show, and it's a great hockey show. Let me take that back. It has nothing to do with hockey. It's got a hockey player talking about his favorite Halloween story ever that he was kind of involved in a few years back in Norfolk, Virginia. And he was our enforcer and beloved hockey player that we had for a minute, and you gotta fucking listen to the story. It still makes me laugh and smile every time I just think about talking about this story. And I want to say thanks everybody for the kind wishes, kind words, and encouragement for my last deployment, my last everything. And also, Steve Simone, you're a brother from another mother. Thanks for the freaking pretzels. And Roops Comics, thanks for the comic books. Dad, thanks for the hats. And, I got to say, hey, Kane, my old detailer actually sent me a Bobby Probert t-shirt, speaking of hockey enforcers. That was pretty badass. But anyways, enough of my blabbing. Let's get to this fucking story. It's awesome. Happy Halloween, motherfuckers. And I hope you dig this shit, because I fucking love it. Bye. Good to see you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Right. Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, I'm here with
Eric Nielsen.
Yes, the former enforcer for us Norfolk Admirals. Hell of a good guy, a fan favorite just about everywhere he goes. The story I want to talk to you most out of anything has nothing to do with the rink right now. Okay.
Yeah, those are some of the best ones, man.
But when you're here, could you talk about a certain Halloween?
I mean, yeah, I think we can, if I can remember right. It was... 2 years ago now, and every year at Halloween, I love Halloween. It's a chance and to get to be somebody else for the night. So I try to, if I'm playing a movie character, I'll watch the movie over and over again, try to pick up their mannerisms, kind of like an actor would do. So I take it pretty serious, get the full costume, makeup. And one year here too, I was a Joker, Heath Ledger Joker, get a professional makeup artist to do the scar and the dyed the hair green and oily and had the purple suit. And some of the wives and girlfriends at the team party wouldn't even look at me. And I had my little pencil and a couple little props that I was doing. But this particular one I want to talk about was I was Johnny Depp's character from the movie Blow.
Yes.
George Young. And for those that know George Young in the 1970s, he's the one that started the cocaine trade and brought cocaine into the United States. Great movie, Blow, if you've never seen it. But
Johnny Depp's in it, so all the ladies gotta love it.
Oh, man, that was a plus too, right?
Yeah.
Halloween, right? Oh, you're Johnny Depp. Oh, you know. No, Halloween is sometimes. You get to have a little fun, so you get to be somebody else. So I got the hair done. I had the long hair anyway. I got the white suit. There's a scene when he's walking through the airport, and he's got the white turtleneck, the white suit, white belt, white shoes, the big chrome aviator sunglasses on.
Yes.
So that was the costume that I went with, and had a little briefcase. Oh, getting into character, he was a drug dealer, right? You gotta have drugs on you. So I had a bag of icing sugar, was my cocaine, and my green tea was my weed. I had a little fake joint, couple joints rolled up, and had them in my pocket. Had a little makeup mirror, circular mirror, had a rolled up dollar bill, and my credit card, all used as props. So we go to the bar here in Norfolk, and I'm with a few of my teammates. We're having a good time. I'm in character all night. I got the Boston accent, George Young in the movie, that's the name of the guy he plays.
Yeah.
So I'm going around and I'm asking guys, people, girls, if they want to bump, if they want to do a line of coke in the club. Because everybody's dressed up, everything's Halloween, right?
Right.
Time. So I'm going around and they're like, yeah. So I put it down, pull out the bag, you know, chalk up a line, pretend like I'm going to do it. And then just before I snort, I swipe it away with my hand to make it kind of look like you're doing a line of coke in the bar.
Yeah.
So I did this numerous times. People are laughing, joking, having a good time. Like, just thought it was really funny. So I'm leaving the bar, and there's a manager standing right out there, right by the door where you walk out. And I'm walking out, and he had a few drinks at this time, right? I'm feeling a little loose, having a good time. I say to him, I was like, hey, you want a pump before I go? And he looks at me, he says, what did you say? I said, yeah, do you want? He said, he grabs the bag, pulls me outside, and those of you know on Granby Street, there's cops all the time. Well, this was Halloween, there's five cop cars right out front of Granby Street. So this is in October, this is my first year here, I'm kind of new, but some of the guys that played the year before knew some of the cops. In the movie, George Young gets arrested in front of his parents' house. Cops come, they arrest him, they throw him in the back of the cop car. So in my head, when I get pulled out and the manager takes me over to a cop, holds up the bag. He goes, this guy's trying to do coke in my club. And I go, and the cop looks at me and goes, what the fuck is this? And I'm looking around. Guys are starting to walk. This is 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of our guys are starting to walk out of the bar. I'm looking. I'm like, okay, this is part of the skit. You know, I'm in on. So I think in my head, I'm like, what am I going to say? So I go, what the fuck you think it is? It's cocaine. I say that to the cop. Cop grabs me, throws me against the cop car, starts frisking me. I'm yelling. I'm like, you can't touch me. I'm Jordan. Like, I'm in character. And just right. like in the movie, he's yelling. He's like, I'm not going to jail.
And then you're pretty much tipsy at the time.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. But the guys are walking out. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this is all part of a skit. They want labs or somebody told the cop, like, yeah, let's do a kind of a fake arrest, Eric, in front of everybody. It'd be funny for everybody. So I'm losing my shit. Guys, everybody's walking out. They're seeing this guy getting arrested out front. Guys are like, the looks on their faces, we're in disbelief. So they throw me in the back of the cop car. I'm cuffed. Takes my wallet. Pulls out my ID. I have my New Brunswick ID.
Right.
He goes, what is this? He goes, where'd you get the coke, man? He's like, this is a lot of coke. You're going to jail for a long time. Like, you're busted, all this shit. So I'm like, oh, whatever, man. You know, it's funny and joking around. He goes, no, I'm serious. Like, this is legit serious. And then I kind of turned that point. I said, okay, this is legit serious. So he takes my New Brunswick ID, and I explain to him I'm a hockey player. I played for the Norfolk Admirals. Just here, you know, down here playing hockey. It's my Halloween costume. It's where I'm from. He looks at my New Brunswick ID. He goes, this is fake ID. He's like, I want to know who you really are, who you work for, and where you got the coke. So I wasn't getting anywhere with him. So I told him again. He's like, I'm calling the chief. Calls the head of police for the Norfolk, whoever it was. Gets on the phone. He's like, hey, Eric Nielsen plays for the Admirals. Chief's like, I've never heard of the guy. I don't know him. So he's like, oh, well, wait, we got to send the drug unit down. So they have to send the drug squad. They got to wait 45 minutes on Halloween in the back of the cop car waiting for the drug unit to come down. So they finally get there. They test it out. It's obviously icing sugar. The cop comes back. He starts laughing at that point. He's like, yeah, you can't do it, man. It's a Navy town. You know, there's drugs here. Like, you can't, especially downtown. You got to be careful. So I said, yeah, sorry, whatever. So it was raining at that point. I'm like, well, geez, man, I live right around the corner at Monticello, right over by Buffalo Wild Wings. I said, can you give me a rip home? Knew the boys were going to have an after party there, so boys would be out on the deck. So turns the lights on, cop rips. He said, yeah, no problem. So he turns the lights on, rips around, pulls up in front of everybody. The lights are glowing. Boys are upstairs on the balcony. They're looking down. He comes, pulls me out of the cop car, uncuffs me. Throws the bag of green tea, throws the bag of icing sugar, and he's like, here, go have a good time with your boys. So,
hell yeah, man.
He was pretty cool after that, so that was probably one of the most memorable Halloweens. It could have been really, really good, but it turned out didn't turn out too bad.